You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
Well, we're into October. You can feel it in the air, the crisp air. You see the foliage and pumpkins. We're in pumpkin season. And every Thursday in The Feed, we talk to our friend Callie from ButFirstCoffeeBlog.com. You can find her on YouTube and Instagram. She's always got the best, most creative ideas for arts and crafts and things to do with the family and the kids. And let's talk about these mini pumpkins, because you know what I'm doing. You know the little mini pumpkins you always have laying around. And there's some fun things that Callie has that you can do with them, right?
Yeah, I feel like this is like one of the ones that I just like end up with too many in my house because I get sort of excited, and then they're like at the grocery store when I'm checking out, and then all of a sudden you kind of have this excess of mini pumpkins, and you're like, okay, I mean, they're cute and I decorated with them, but I have some ideas of what you can do with them with the kids.
Nice.
So my first idea is a pumpkin scavenger hunt. I love scavenger hunts because you can really scaffold it depending on your kids' ages, and you can do it like over and over and over again. It's not like an art project where it's like once and you're done. So you can do it a few ways. You know, you could just number them. You could have five, like number 1 through 5, hide them through the house, hide them through the backyard, and let your kids find them. But, you know, you could also do the alphabet. You could do letters. You could have them spell out their name. You can really have a lot of fun with this. And then you could even hopefully get your kids to start hiding them for each other, and then you can maybe enjoy a cup of coffee.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Another one I love is pumpkin washing, specifically like that preschool age and a little bit younger. I don't know what it is. They love to wash things. So if you have a water table, put them at the sink, put them literally in the bathtub if you want. Give them some soapy water, some sponges, and some toothbrushes, and you would be surprised how long the kids will sit there and wash these pumpkins.
Yeah, that's a good way to extend. I know my daughter loves water play in the summertime, but that's a good way to keep going with the water, even though the weather's getting colder.
Exactly, exactly. And then the last one I love is if you spend a couple weeks collecting some toilet paper rolls or paper towel rolls, and then the mini pumpkins and even like the mini gourds, it's really great, like fine and even a gross motor activity for them to balance them on top of those and sort of create like a little pumpkin city, if you will, sort of like towering the pumpkins on top of the rolls. Again, you could scaffold this into sort of a learning activity too. You could number the pumpkins and number the tubes, or letter the numbers, the tubes and the pumpkins, and let them sort of match up that way, or do color recognition, you know, or whatever. If you're working on something with your kids, you could sort of sneak a little learning in there too.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I feel like these all work too. If you're going to have a Halloween party, a lot of people have parties with the kids coming over, you know, these next couple weekends. These would be good things to pass the time at those too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
All right, awesome. So anyone who has those mini pumpkins, you got some good ideas now. So thanks a lot, Callie.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. You can follow Callie on Instagram and YouTube, But First Coffee, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.